Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, over 300 farmers to be targeted for onion production this fiscal year. And later, our proverb of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are HubActive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes. In what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
The Ministry of Agriculture is to target over 300 farmers for onion cultivation during the 2015-16 fiscal year to maximize outputs for import substitution. The ministry will increase onion production at the 9 agroparks currently in operation and new facilities earmarked for development.
We project the involvement of over 300 more farmers, 5 major buyers, and the establishment of 120 hectares yielding some 2,400 tons or 20% of the imports.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellio. He says the project will create 150 additional jobs. The existing and new agroparks will be utilized to the highest level of production capacity to capitalize on the export opportunities for Jamaican produce.
We are currently targeting bananas for the British market and cocoa, especially in St. Mary, both local and new varieties of sweet potato, watermelons, hot peppers, mango, and spices. In this regard, we will be following closely the market access acquired for Trinidad and Tobago for dasheen, hot peppers and banana.
Mr. Kelly says the output from the agroparks will also provide raw material for emerging industries.
Particularly approximately 1,012 hectares of cassava that Red Stripe Diageo will require for their beer production, as well as the cassava flour required for the baking industry. In this regard, we will also stand ready to support the initiatives of the private sector for the production of West Indian sea island cotton.
Over $400 million will be spent during 2015-16 to continue developments on existing and new agroparks.
This value chain approach that the agropark exemplifies is the only sustainable way to grow the sector.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellio.
Collect your mail at your convenience. Simply rent a private letterbox from Jamaica Post and access your documents night or day, 24/7. It's secure and affordable. Private letterboxes are available for rental at residential and business complexes and post offices. Get yours today. Call 1-888-526-7678 for details.
And now for our proverb of the day.
I know all who go to church go for prayer.
And this means not everyone goes to church for the same reason. Some just go to gossip. We've come to the end of today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the JIS app from the Google Play Store. I'm Anjuie Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.